Hi, you're watching I Allegedly. I'm Dan. Welcome back. I've got a good one for you today because the recession has started. It's officially here. You cannot deny this. And the numbers scream that there's nothing but problems. Please share the video, comment in the video, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold. First things first, guys, payrolls and the job numbers, which are people really paying attention to this anymore? Not really. Okay, here's one thing that's kind of funny, was we only added 114,000 jobs last month, and they thought it was going to be 175,000. Well, this is huge, guys. The miss is awful. And here is something. Here's a theme with the Biden administration that you cannot deny that happens over and over and over again, and that is that they give us numbers, whatever it is, whether it's GDP numbers, job numbers, people that come into this country, anything, and all of a sudden they revise them in the negative direction 1 month later. Well, you know, they did it in May. They added 2,000 less jobs than they told us. And in June, they added 27,000 less jobs. So the problem right now is that everybody's off, okay? James sent me a great picture from a Home Depot, you know, back east, and I want to say, I think it's New Jersey, but the point is that he says, Dan, there's so much merchandise in the stores that you cannot walk around the store right now, and I want to show you the picture he sent me, but the point is that, guys, people are not buying things like they used to. Everybody is not shopping the way that they did before, and look at Intel. William sent me the greatest letter from insiders. How about this? Intel wrote a letter to its employees saying, first of all, we thought that the economic downturn was done. We thought that we weathered the storm at the end of last year. I haven't even seen anything close to where it's going. They just had a $10 billion write-down by getting rid of those employees. I've heard 15,000 to 17,500. Regardless, it's 15% of the staff, whatever that works out to. The problem with it is that they're not selling computers right now, and they're talking about how they don't think it's going to get better anytime soon. In fact, it's going to get worse. But remember, we're not in a recession right now. Don't use those figures. Don't say that. Don't do this. Now, I think her name is Claudia. Claudia Zah. Zah is an economist who steps forward, and she's talking about how you need to, Claudia Sum. She steps forward and she says, listen, you have to look at payrolls. And if you have unemployment rise by 0.5% in one quarter, that you have a full-blown recession on your hands. Now, here's the thing, guys. We're in it. I defy you to tell me anybody that's doing well unless they're selling the negative. Don't say, oh, the local restaurant's doing great, Dan. This is doing great. People are spending, their spending habits are completely different right now. People, when they go out, I talk to everybody. I mean, freaking everybody, guys. And when you have a restaurant that people walk in and they buy waters and not sodas, they don't buy drinks, or they split meals. And in fact, I'm doing this now, you know, with the girl I'm dating. So it's one of those things that's like, we spend less money than we did before, but everybody's doing that right now. So you're seeing it in every aspect of it. Intel is seeing it huge. But the thing about this, and that the payrolls, and that you cannot ignore the fact that these numbers are going in the wrong direction. And what is disturbing about this is they keep revising them down. Now, what an economist said today, and I tried to reach out to this person, but they didn't respond back. And they said, what you're going to see, Dan, is you're going to see that they're going to revise the recession start. Instead of it being in August, they're going to say, oh, it started in June or May of this year. And you guys know this. Things are not good right now. This is a farce right now that we're being taught. And when you look at auto sales going off the cliff, I have a friend of mine that deals with all these different American-made auto companies, and he thinks Stellantis is going to have a deal where they had a finance company that was financing them to the tune of $6.3 billion. They want out of the deal. They want to give the cars back. Imagine if you get a $6.3 billion refund from Stellantis, what that would do for them. How they're even in business, I don't know. But the problem that you have is that things are off right now. Things are way, way off, okay? So correct me if I'm wrong. Let me know what you think about this. But Home Depot is not selling things. You have the rental yards that are not renting equipment to the construction companies. You have people that are canceling real estate contracts left and right. I want you to get ready for this, because every realtor that has written me has said, listen, once we get that one drop in interest rates, it's gonna change everything. People do not have the money for this high-priced real estate. Things are all relative. I don't care if you live in a $400,000 neighborhood or you live in a $1.5 million neighborhood. People do not have the money right now to go out and purchase these homes. And you're seeing this left and right. By the way, as I walk through the shopping center, I've seen a lot of stuff for lease down here that you didn't see before. So again, Green Valley, the casino and the resort, beautiful. It's really nice, lush, green. I filmed there, I think it was February. You know, but you're seeing people not spend the money. REI, okay? Same thing. REI's always been expensive for all you enthusiasts that hike, run, do all mountain climb, all that stuff. It's not the low end store, it's higher end. But, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Do you think that things are good right now? Because they're not right now. And when you have all these, you know, read the articles first of all that are below. You have all these numbers that are revised in the wrong direction month after month after month. This administration has never told us the truth on anything. And it is absolutely disturbing how we're supposed to believe these numbers. And you have to understand, the stock market gets gauged on this stuff. But the idea that these job numbers were off, finally, the stock market the last 2 days has finally taken a hit. The 10-year yield has dropped to the floor right now, and it's only getting worse. And again, you want to see an animated guy? Well, follow Greg Mannarino, who I truly love, who's truly a brilliant, brilliant guy. I've been to this man's home. He is a friend of mine, and this guy knows his stuff when it comes to the stock market. But you're going to see some crazy, crazy things happen in the next few months, without a doubt. Protect yourself with these banks. Because right now, Warren Buffett, I talked about 9 straight days, he's still selling B of A stock. Doesn't that concern people? Don't you sit there and go, wait a second, maybe it's a little too much. So you have to have a bank, understand that, but you have to have diversity. You have to have multiple locations right now, and you have to understand that these retailers are going out of business left and right. There's nobody shopping this morning out here. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys, correct me if I'm wrong. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Do you guys see what gold's done lately? It has gone up, because as the economic uncertainty in this world increases, you can always count on one thing, and that is precious metals as a hedge against inflation and a hedge against things going down right now. Retailers are going out of business left and right. You've got business that's not doing well, but you should look at gold in your retirement. Contact number one rated Patriot Gold today, 888-330-1431. Their customer service is first rate. I love this company, but they sell all different types of precious metals. But look at all the central banks. Look at what everyone's doing. They are buying gold right now at a record pace. Do yourself a favor, get yourself ready, and understand that you need to have gold in your life. Contact Patriot Gold today. Number one rated for a reason, guys. 888-330-1431. Contact them. They will answer all your questions. It's very easy to buy precious metals from them, and they can help you with everything. And they will even send out a free investor guide. Absolutely no obligation. Contact them today. Use the link below or call them. I feel compelled to talk about something, and that is the Olympics right now. And the Olympics has always been big business, but one thing that has driven me crazy this year is from the opening ceremonies where they mocked religion, I have a problem with this. I have a problem with, you know, them mocking Christianity, but if you mock their religion, you're a bad guy, okay? It's insane. This is the world that we live in. Our southern border is completely open. We have, you know, what, 15 million people that have walked in, okay? How about this? They're given things like EBT cards to eat, cash cards. One woman found a receipt on X and shared it where the person had $13,000 worth of EBT food. How about you? Would you like 13 grand in EBT food? I would. Man, when I was a single dad and I was dead broke, I literally counted change to feed my children. And these people are coming here illegally. Some of them are registered to vote now too. It's insanity, absolute insanity. But the other thing was the Olympics. We live in a world where a man can beat up a woman. In boxing, how you can have a man, no, he's not a man, he's a woman. Okay, well, looks like a man to me, you know, got a testosterone problem and beats up the Italian boxer. And I just was appalled by this. Second woman lost to another man in boxing. But hey, don't talk about this, okay? I'm gonna tell a story when I was 15 years old. And my father, when I was in high school, I worked for his construction company and he had to have open heart surgery and it decimated the company. Literally put him out of business. And this is back in the day when you'd have open heart surgery and they would basically pull out the McCullough, cut you open and crank you open and do that. You know, he had a quadruple bypass at the time. And I think this was 1980, 81, around there. I was 15. Anyways, I had to get a job because I couldn't work for my dad's company, so I went to work for a liquor store as the box boy. I stuffed, you know, the sodas and the beers and the wine and everything inside the cooler and literally have to, because it was freezing, I'd have to wear like a parka, you know, on a summer day. It was crazy. Well, one night, my dad came over to the store to talk to me about something with my mom's, nothing big. But he was there, and this place was two doors down from a biker bar in Tustin, California, called the Sit and Bull. That was there forever, Sit and Bull. Okay, so the Sit and Bull's down the way, and my dad and I are out in front, we're talking, I'm on my break, and a guy walks out of the bar, and he has a woman by the collar and starts slapping her. And I've never seen a man hit a woman before. I was like blown away, and then he punched her in the face. And I was like, wow. Well, my dad, who was a welterweight boxer, and back then you'd fight somebody for $35, okay? You wouldn't fight for, the prize money was nothing. My dad goes, hang on, and walks over there and's like, hey, tough guy, why don't you try it with a man? Hey, mouth. And this guy was huge, by the way. My dad, okay, welterweight, he wasn't a big guy, okay? Thin, about 6 foot tall. Anyways. He walked up to this guy and popped him right in the face. And the guy was stunned for a second. He goes, again, do you want to try me? And then my dad made quick work of this guy. Knocked this guy, boom, on his back. And I will never forget that. And he's like, hey, you want to do it again? And my dad, like it was nothing. My brothers and I have joked about this because he finished the conversation. Listen, you need to listen to your mother and you need to be respectful. And he's doing this stuff to me. And I'm like, are they going to call the cops? Because that guy's not calling the cops. I'll call the cops. Don't worry about that guy. So the guy gets in the bar and was yelling at the girl, like, get in the bike, get in the bike. And the woman's like, thank you, mister. But it was the greatest thing in the world. That's, you know, how it should have been. This boxing in the Olympics is a sham. I have not watched one second of it because I refuse to from now on. So let me know your thoughts. But every now and then, you need to do something like that. And again, that big lug hitting that woman deserved exactly what he got and got literally laid out thud on the ground. It was fantastic. Not the normal thing we talk about here, but it just felt so good. And it was one of those things that my dad immediately forgot about it and didn't care about it and went about his day. But that was back in the day when you would settle things. If you had a dispute with somebody, that's how it was settled. And then you would go, and that would be the end of it, okay? And listen, I'm having anxiety. You know, my mental health isn't good. Oh, I bet it's not. You know what I mean? So Let me know what you think about this. Little different story, but have you watched the Olympics? I saw Simone Biles. I saw a clip sent to me where she won gold again. That's a big deal. That's great news. But the rest of this stuff and this world that we live in is insanity. When they freed the hostages at the Joint Andrews Base, Air Force Base, the other night, Joe Biden walked onto the wrong plane. Didn't know where he was at, guys. Plane pulled up, and our beloved president, okay, walked onto the wrong plane, okay? Look at the clips, okay? That's what we're living through right now. Don't forget this, okay? So let me know what you think. There's a great article about how the financial strain on people in this country have hit the retailers. Absolutely huge problem, guys. You know, it's just, it's only getting worse right now, but you can take control of your own finances. Credit card debt, guys, month after month after month, it's going in the wrong direction. Everybody thinks, oh, it's just gonna, this is it. This is the end of the problem. That's what Intel thought 8 months ago, guys. 8 months ago, they thought it was the bottom, and now they've told their employees, you haven't seen anything yet. It's gonna get so much worse financially. How about this? Chevron, one of the arguably the world's largest oil companies, they are leaving California because they're sick of, as they call them, gruesome Newsom. They're sick of Newsom, they're sick of the regulations for an oil company. So 2,000 employees are done. Done, goodbye. The refinery, they're not gonna move that to Texas, but the employees are moving to Texas right now with the other 7,000 employees that work there. And here's the deal. You guys wanna work for Chevron? Well, you gotta take the deal or move on with your life. Really, that's our choice? Yep, that's your choice. So, you know, you'll get moving expenses, you'll get an offer, and that's that. So, you guys haven't seen anything yet, okay? Elon, okay, he has hired lawyers to appeal the judgment where they threw out his $56 billion pay package and have that set aside. There was a judgment that threw out the pay package. He's having that re-looked at. Whether they'll do that or not is very interesting. You know, we talked about Stellantis and how they could, I don't know who's buying these cars. When you've got, you know, all these, you know, cars that are over $100,000, why would you want to get yourself in debt for that? Seriously, why would you want to do that right now? Ford has technology and they have cameras on their car and everybody thinks, oh, this is great. I can back up. I've got my backup cam. I've got my forward cam. What if Ford used that to send highway data to the police and to different agencies? If they thought you were driving reckless, they thought, maybe this guy may have robbed a bank. Read the story below. This technology is out there right now, and they want to make it so that Ford has the ability to turn you in. Why would you ever buy a Ford car? How about an ounce of privacy? You know one thing I like? I like being left alone at times, as much as, you know, I film almost every day. But I'm telling you guys, there's something to be said about leave me alone, okay? And to sit there and know that your Ford car is watching you, man, you want to never buy something again? Don't buy a Ford, I'll tell you that. So it'll be interesting, guys. The problem with everything, it's just getting worse. You're seeing people with their credit card debt, it's gone through the roof right now. And the problem with this is that as things get worse month after month after month, and you see these debts go up, people are not paying them down. They're going up. People are trying to borrow more. They're asking for more credit. And I am telling you guys, if you want to maintain your credit and your credit cards, use the credit cards right now. Go out and my thing is to go to a parking meter and spend 10 bucks. Do it. Boom. New cycle, new beginning. They can't say you don't use the card, and you have that. But the idea of not owing in the cards, that's what you want to do. You don't want to owe anybody anything right now. I'm telling you, we're living in a world right now that's very, very upside down. I'm going to finish this video with these last couple stories. And there is a new sports network coming out called Venu, V-E-N-U. And it's going to have MLB, baseball, hockey. It's going to have everything. And you can pay $43 a month for one sports channel. How about that? You first, guys, you first. So will you go do this? I know I have buddies that are all into sports and things like that, and I'm sure that they will, but is that a deal? Okay, how about this story? And this is what I'm gonna end the video with. there is an Allstate company called National General. And what National General would do is that they would go out and they would make people take their insurance when they really didn't sign up for it. So they're getting sued, not by an individual, not by a group, but by the federal government. So the feds are suing them, saying that what they did was completely illegal, because what National General did was for Wells Fargo customers. Remember this? Wells Fargo customers, that people had insurance, and if they realized that you didn't have a policy that was tied to your loan, they just issued a policy for you without even speaking to you and start charging you for it. How about that? So these guys are in serious trouble, because the lawsuit is with the feds. So I don't know if anybody wants to get sued by the feds. Like, subscribe. Once again, we are in a recession, guys. This is it. This is happening. It's live. It's nationwide. It's worldwide. You're seeing things happen from around the globe that are screaming for a global slowdown. Look at this. Look at the people that write comments. Look at the stories that I share. They're international. You know, I added one final little thing that was sent to me from Canada. They anticipate that every single one of these data breaches, the cheapest one was $2.9 million that it cost a company in Canada, to the high of an average of $9.3 million per breach. So every time this happens and you hear about this stuff, it decimates companies, it destroys these companies when these guys are doing this. So like, subscribe, share your thoughts on everything. And if you want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I'm trying to find out where my friends are at. And I will see you guys very soon, okay?